Hello friends, in today's podcast, I'm going to tell you a story related to Lord Krishna. Now in Hindu mythology, Lord Krishna is considered an avatar, an embodiment of Lord Vishnu, the preserver of the universe. Now Lord Krishna, as a baby, as a child, was very, very naughty. He was endowed with superhuman strength, being an avatar of God. But he was very naughty and his mother Yashoda had a tough time managing him. So one day when his mischief got out of control, his mother Yashoda tied him to a huge and heavy grinding stone in the courtyard. And she said, "Till I come and release you, you're not going anywhere. You're going to sit here and you're going to learn the lesson of your life." Krishna smiled. Everything was going as per his plan. So when his mother was out of sight, little Krishna crawled, dragging the huge and heavy grinding stone with him. And where was he heading? He was heading towards the two huge trees in his garden. There were two huge Arjuna trees in his garden, and he was heading towards them. Now, when he reached the Arjuna trees, Krishna, being a child, slid between them. He crawled between them. But the grinding stone could not crawl, or it could not move easily between them. It was horizontally placed. So what happened when Krishna crawled between the two trees? The grinding stone was stuck. And Krishna pulled the stone with all his might. And what happened? Bingo! The two trees came crashing down. Now, come on, how can a god be so merciless towards trees? That's the question that environmentalists might ask. But there again, there was an explanation provided in the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavata Purana. As soon as Krishna brought those two trees crashing down, two heavenly forms stood before him and bowed down to him. They were yakshas, demigods, and they were the sons of Kubera, the god of wealth. Who were these two? One was Nalakubara and the other was Manigriva. According to the Bhagavata Purana or the Srimad Bhagavatam, the two were the guardians of Lord Rudra. More than guardians, I would say guards, who guarded the fortress of Lord Rudra, one of the manifestations of Lord Shiva. And, you know, the fact that they were the sons of Kubera and also the guards of Lord Rudra got to their heads. So one fine day, they were sporting in the river Mandakini, which is another name for Akashaganga. And they were highly intoxicated. They had consumed the drink Varuni. This is what the Bhagavata Purana says. They had consumed the drink Varuni and they were sporting in the river Mandakini with heavenly damsels. Now again, when we come to Varuni, let me take a slight digression. If you look at the mythical reference for Varuni, she is considered the feminine form or the Matriga of Varuna, the god of waters, the god of the rivers, the god of water. She is considered the feminine form of Varuna. That's why she is called Varuni. And it is believed that when the Samudra Manthana, the churning of the ocean, took place for getting Amrit or the elixir, there were many things that emerged during the churning. So during the churning, it is believed Varuni also came out of the ocean with a pot of alcohol in her hand. Some versions say that the Asuras took Varuni to their side. Maybe because alcohol was very appealing to them. Some say that Varuni chose to join the Devas or the gods. So, whatever it is, Baruni is an intoxicating drink, apart from the reference to the mythical character Baruni, the goddess of alcohol, and also the Matriga of Varuna. Varuni is an intoxicating drink. There is also another reference to Varuni. During Balram Purnima or Hal Shashti or Balram Jayanti, it is believed that Varuni is a drink that is offered as prasad to the Lord Balrama, the elder brother of Lord Krishna. And it is just made of milk, yogurt, sugar, and honey. Okay? So, and it is believed that if you consume a lot of it, you feel a little tipsy. That is the effect of Varuni. But here, the reference is definitely not to that Varuni, it is a reference to alcohol. So, coming back to our story, the two young yakshas were with heavenly damsels sporting in the river Mandakini, and they were heavily drunk. At that time, the sage Narada passed by. Seeing the sage, the damsels were extremely ashamed of their nakedness and they covered themselves. And they also warned the two yakshas not to play with the sage, not to incite his anger. They told them, please cover yourselves. But the two yakshas laughed and they only sported their nakedness around. The sage Narada looked at them, smiled, and said, "You people are not behaving like human beings. And people in this state of mind may even harm other human beings or other heavenly creatures. So you people don't deserve to be yakshas or even human beings. So may you be born as trees, Arjuna trees, and you will endure this punishment for 100 celestial years." Now, according to the Bhagavata Purana, how much is one celestial year in human years? It is 2,160,000 human years. One celestial year is 2,160,000 human years. So you can imagine 100 celestial years, meaning 216 million years, they have to be trees. So the yakshas got afraid. They pleaded with the sage Narada. And then the sage said, "Okay. When Vishnu, in his avatar as Lord Krishna, brings you crashing down, you will be released from your curse." So this is the story of Nalakubara and Manigriva. There are other versions that mention their names differently. For example, the Vishnu Purana does not mention this incident at all, but they mention the word Nalakubera. And in some versions, Manigriva is referred to as Manibhadra. Now, Nalakubera or Nalakubara is also referred to in Chinese and Japanese mythology as a trickster. So, this is the story of the two yakshas who were redeemed from their curse by the intervention of Lord Krishna, through the grace of Lord Krishna. Okay, so thank you very much for listening. In the next podcast, I will bring you something from Islamic or Christian mythology. Thank you.